We, the citizens of the city of Billings, for the purpose of establishing a just form of fundamental law, one that is responsible to the public for providing equal and adequate services and protections with efficient use of the community's revenue for all, one that provides for self-governing powers with respect to health, safety, and welfare of every citizen, and one that utilizes the utmost flexibility to plan for the future, do establish this charter for the City of Billings of the State of Montana. The Friday Packet with Stocky and Stout.
Ice cream. Did you kill yours already?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Nice job.
Jesus, I don't fuck around with
food. No, you don't.
My wife says I should savor my food more.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't help myself.
Well, what does she know?
A lot more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's for damn sure.
I can identify. Oh, yeah.
All right. So that's a Wilcoxon's Huckleberry flavored ice cream sandwich.
Mmm, delicious.
3 fluid ounces, or 89 milliliters if you're a commie from Europe.
Ugh, Europe. Disgusting.
There's a garbage can over in that direction.
Oh, and it flipped right over.
Fuck me.
Dirty side down on the floor. Yeah! The only thing that keeps me from eating these really fast is it hurts my teeth. Too cold.
Too cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, doesn't affect me. Does not slow me down.
Mmm.
Must be that strong enamel.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Just chew through the pain.
So it's Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. What's going on? How you doing?
They're redoing the whole noise ordinance, right?
Yeah, it's way too noisy in the city, apparently.
Clearly.
How do you ordinance a jackass on a motorcycle that is setting off car alarms 3 blocks away? What exactly do you do with that person?
I don't. Tasers. Just tasers hooked to decibel meters.
All right.
Or paintball guns.
It's like a shock collar?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of your motorcycle license. You have to wear one at all times.
Yep.
That pisses me off, though.
Motorcycles?
Or
shock collars?
Well, both, probably, but I love riding motorcycles. I've had them for a long time. Always enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
I live at a stop sign and a hill. It just attracts loud motorcycles.
Why is that, you think?
I don't know. They pull up the stop sign and apparently they run like shit because they got to rev them to keep them going while they wait for the traffic to go by.
That's kind of what I don't understand. I get motorcycles, whatever.
Yeah, they're fun.
But why would you want it idling so low that it's barely running?
I don't know.
Is that good for the motorcycle?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Let's just make some wild assumptions.
Loud pipes save lives.
Indeed.
That's why they don't ever wear helmets.
This is true. I think it's in Michigan you're required to wear a helmet now.
Good.
What do you feel about helmets?
I wear one every time I ride.
No.
Except for when I forget.
Fair enough.
Happens occasionally, just too distracted on my way to work, which means it's probably a great time for me to be riding a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
But too distracted to remember my helmet.
I think I almost impulse bought a motorcycle back in my early 20s.
That's the best way to do it.
I think so.
That's the only thing.
I got over that pretty quick, though. I'm usually pretty, you know, when I set my mind to something and I want to buy something, it's usually happens pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't for some reason.
Well, early 20s is a bad time.
Universe trying to tell me something.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what is community noise?
I would.
Do you have a
lengthy legal definition for me?
We do. There's bullets on this one. So there's sound versus noise,
bullets
community noise, and there's units and metrics.
Okay.
So this is a review done by Dan Otter.
Oh, man.
There it is. He's a PhD, a CIH, and a CSP, and an SOB as well. So, from Montana Tech, the School of Mines and Engineering, Safety, Health, and Industrial Hygiene Department. Hachi Machi. Why do we care about community noise? Why do you care about community noise?
Because Because I don't like loud noises.
Fair enough.
That makes it unpleasant.
Sure does.
That's not fair. You're forcing your own activity upon other people.
Hmm. Like smokers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that I've got nothing else to that. I totally agree with that.
I thought I came up with something there. Anyway.
So why do we care about community noise? Generally, lower noise levels equals lower risk of health effects.
Such as like leukemia?
Yep.
Okay.
Leukemia, makes sense. Anti-vaxxers, pro-vaxxers, anything.
Can you get a noise vaccination?
Yep.
If you don't mind developing noise Asperger's.
So there's obviously the adverse effects, the communication interference.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them. So say you're on the patio at Carter's and you're having a really nice conversation, really getting to the point and the crux of an argument. And all of a sudden, bam, there's just a diesel rolling coal
or
hard down Montana Avenue.
Or you're about to seal the deal.
You could be about to seal the deal.
And some douche drives by.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So just envision yourself like that Office episode where Pam is finally hooking up with Jim and she's trying to still keep it secret. And in the middle of that scene is just a giant diesel rolling coal. Just soot everywhere.
Yep.
That is what communication interference is right there.
I love it.
Sleep disturbance and annoyance, which I think you could probably maybe group annoyance and communication interference.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, what's the word?
I don't know.
Intermingling?
Yeah, that.
Maybe that.
Yeah. I think annoyance is pretty subjective.
But community noise, there's no national law against it, apparently.
Oh, really? No federal?
Nope. Huh.
I'll be damned.
Yep.
It's all local, huh?
Sure does.
Many areas lack formal ordinances.
Yep.
We have one.
Did you know that noise pollution doesn't linger? Well, at least not in this dimension, obviously.
I was going to say, yeah, I don't know. You ever been to the Grand Canyon?
I have watched the movie Arrival, so I know that,
yeah,
it's going to linger in some dimension.
So this report is,
or if it even exists,
full of errors.
Is it?
He says it doesn't linger, and clearly it does.
Well, and it does, and the cranberries have proved that over and over and over and over again.
Do you have to let it linger?
No. And over.
Because it's noise. Why didn't we listen to Missy by Noise?
Mr. Meany? Oh, I thought it's... Yeah, we could have done that.
Or...
I thought you said Mr. Meany Elliott.
Oh.
She's kind of... She has a noise song. one person's idea of a good time is another's noise problem.
Well, I can...
I like that statement.
Yeah, that's well put.
So balancing individuals' right to peaceful enjoyment of property with the rights to do business, make property improvements, attract customers, celebrate, etc.
Ooh, etc.
That's a lengthy list of...
Yeah.
It's a flow
like
chart
it.
Of happiness.
Do business.
Do business? What the fuck does that mean?
Make property improvements. Attract customers. Celebrate.
Celebrate.
Yes.
Because, well, that's noisy then.
Yeah, I like a nice quiet celebration.
Hooray!
Yeah.
Good job. You're doing very well. This is wonderful. Three of the common approaches are no ordinance at all. Just say, eh, fuck it.
Yep. Fight amongst yourselves.
A formal nuisance ordinance.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And a noise limit ordinance.
Which is what the city of Billings has, correct?
Yes, they do. So they've got day-night limits established.
Mm-hmm.
There's four noise zones. There's actually three noise zones. There's noise, noise, noise. That's a joke. You're welcome. Four noise zones: residential, light and heavy commercial, industrial. So light and heavy, that's two, but they've, never mind.
that seems needlessly.
It sure does.
Complicated.
So they review 10 cities. I could go over decibels, but, you know, how am I supposed to explain that on a podcast exactly? But
like this.
It's like, this is loud! This is quiet.
This is pretty quiet.
Yep.
But we could look up one of those little tables. Does it have decibel numbers on there?
It does.
Because there's those little tables that are like, this is like a lawnmower, and this is like a jet taking off, and this is like...
All right, let's do that.
So one kid who came into the bike shop who had the deaf parents who yelled at us all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Why?
Because he's just used to yelling.
Awesome.
And he'd come in and just scream at us.
Cool.
And one day he was waiting to get his tires fixed, and we built this city with rock and roll came on the radio. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, Joe, they're playing your song, man. I don't know what makes it my song, but all right. Apparently that's me. We built this city with rock and roll,
sure
Stocky.
Mm-hmm. This is another quiet Sunday in the old bike shop.
His name was Keith. He's a really nice guy.
Hernandez?
No.
No. He didn't play for the Mets?
Nope.
Bummer.
Don't think so.
All right. So if we go to, if you're looking up that table, we go to a residential zone.
Okay.
You're allowed to go to 65 dBA during the day. And if you're wondering during the day, I believe that's from 7 a.m. to, let's see if I can find it. No, I can't. No, that's public comments. Who wants to watch public comments? No. Ow!
So 65 decibels.
60.
It's between conversational speech and average radio or normal street noise.
Oh my god, I started up Safari. I don't know how I did that, but that's kind of scary.
Don't worry about it, it's fine. These tables are fun because it's like normal speech, normal conversation.
All right, nope. So let's see.
For our listeners, if you want more information, this information can be found on industrialnoisecontrol.com. Mm. Very exciting. 60. Conversation in a restaurant. Office. Background music. Air conditioning unit at 100 feet. Half as loud as 70 decibels. That's the other thing about noise. 60 to 70 is double.
Double of?
It's... 70 is twice as loud as 60.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a linear kind of thing.
Okay. So we're okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So during the day in heavy commercial, you can go up to 85 decibels.
Holy monkey.
Two times as loud as in the residential zone.
That is... Okay, arbitrary base of comparison, upper 70s are annoyingly loud to some people. So 90 decibels... is four times as loud as 70 decibels. Likely damage in an 8-hour exposure to your ears.
Hmm.
So, for a frame of reference, 80 decibels is a garbage disposal, dishwasher, average factory, freight train at 15 meters, car wash at 20 feet, propeller plane flyover at 1,000 feet, diesel truck 40 miles per hour at 50 feet, except in Billings.
Yeah.
Diesel train at 45 at 100 feet, food blender, milling machine, garbage disposal. They did that one twice.
Wow.
They started and finished with it.
Good God.
Okay,
I don't know. What are the... I don't know. How do you deter such use if, obviously, so many people just don't give a shit?
Well, I think it's probably just a complaint-based deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you can do whatever the hell you want until somebody gets pissed and calls on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're running into trouble.
Right down. I mean, who's going to be the party police on that one? Or someone just chasing a diesel down the street trying to get a license plate number down?
I guess, yeah. Okay. And you know, I know cops who will occasionally pull over a motorcycle or a pickup for being obviously too loud. But I think, if I remember correctly, the police department has like 2 decibel meters.
And so there's, what, 9 officers out on any given...
Yeah, 9 to 13.
9 to 13 on any sort of...
And God knows where the decibel meters are, car or whatever. And they don't want to come and hold it by your motorcycle.
I don't know what to draw from this.
Is the heavy industrial or light industrial the loudest one they allow?
Yeah. So 90 decibels during the day, 80 decibels during the night.
Wow. So 90 decibels.
Nice. Yeah.
Is Boeing 737 or DC-9 aircraft at 1 nautical mile. before landing.
1 nautical mile. That's
a power mower.
Okay. Power mower. Like a DR trimmer mower? I'm talking brush hog?
Yeah, absolutely.
Swather?
Yep. Toro sickle bar.
Sickle bar.
This is all very subjective, but it gives you an idea.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is subjective. I mean,
yeah.
Where do you start with that? What's the fine? Who's going to be the bureaucracy that's in control of this? Is it just the police? Are you taking police away from enforcing this?
Oh, yeah. No, they hate it.
What we need to have is sound cops.
We don't need sound cops. Dude. Absolutely. The Sonic police.
The Sonic police, man.
They're little...
They could drive around in a Sonic, like a Chevy Sonic.
Yep.
Just have a little decibel meter on the top. A little beacon.
They could go to schools and recruit young people.
This is great.
To be the Sonic youth.
Creates jobs.
Yeah.
A revenue stream for the city.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're going to have an ordinance, you got to have someone to enforce it, right?
And lots of good puns.
Sound cops. There was Witch Cop back in the day.
There was Witch Cop. Oh, my God. I showed that to the guys on the police department, and they laughed their asses off, and it went all the way through, like, all of the officers.
All right, so if anybody from the city is listening, we've solved all your problems once again.
That's right. Hey.
Sound cops.
Does it say anything about noise ordinance, like, exemption?
Exemption, you can get a permit. Yeah. So if you wanted to have like a party in your backyard or a band playing or any something, you can have a permit that allows you to go past, you know, the cutoff day or the cutoff in the evening. You can go to like 10 or something.
And it just maintains the day level for another couple hours, basically.
Right.
Yep. Noise ordinance variance, I believe.
It is.
Hey, Stocky.
Yeah.
Let's break for a snack.
Dude, I found these at, so that's the they call it Conomart Superstores. They're on 27th.
Yeah.
I found a wonderful food section.
Mm-hmm.
If you could read that some bit.
El Chavito, Mexican candy. Yeah. Barritas. Yes. Mexican hawthorn with chili.
Yep.
From our friends at, somewhere.
So they had an entire section of like $2 candies. Of just chili infused everything from mangoes to you name it.
This is funny because I was just at 3G's, totally eyeballing this big rack of the Mexican candy stuff.
It'll be an experience.
The dude,
I don't know what we're about to have. I don't even know what hawthorn is. I didn't look it up. I don't know what's about to happen.
That's what they gave to.
I'm going to guess it's some sort of gummy. The only thing I recognized was like paprika. Paprika, chili powder.
The ingredientes. Pulpa de tejocote, azúcar, acidio cítrico. Mexican hawthorn pulp, sugar, citric acid, benzoate, sodium, red number 40, yellow number 6, yellow number 5, chili de arbol. Chili de arbol. Salt and paprika. Sounds good. Sign me up.
Billy? Go out and get a buck of that chili de arbol. Bring back every ball.
Oh, yeah. That's some damn good eating right there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm.
Got a little heat to it.
It's got some heat on the back end there.
Mm-hmm. A little salty.
A little salty.
Got some sweet, some chewiness to it.
It's not like a gummy.
Mm-mm.
The hawthorn.
Mm-hmm.
It's not chewy.
It's mm-mm.
Very savory.
Mm-hmm. It's tender.
Very tender.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good mix.
Mm. I like it.
I can get into these.
Yeah, I could probably give myself diarrhea over about 25 minutes with 15 bags of these.
And it comes in a package of, I think it was four.
Yeah, four little sticks.
Yep.
They're about like an inch wide and like 4 inches long and about an eighth or 3/16 of an inch thick.
Mm-hmm. They're tasty. I'm not going to lie.
They're about the size of a little elementary school ruler.
There you go.
Yeah, damn good.
Not too bad.
Yep. I bet I'm allergic to it. Made out of dust mites and shrimp.
All right. So we went over the noise ordinance. We figured out that whole problem. Mm-hmm. We just had a El Chavito. Barritas, Mexican hawthorn with chili. It's a Mexican candy. It's got a white child in the front of it who's very excited about a touchdown with his hat on backwards.
Yeah,
where his eyebrow is magically on his hat for some reason.
It's the best place for eyebrows.
What is this?
There's a little bit of heat in that.
There's some kick on the back end. It's residual. That bitch.
Going to enjoy a delicious Uber Brew canoe.
Ooh. In a can, no less.
Mm-hmm. It puts the can in canoe.
I'm going to have a Pabst. Yeah, I don't know where. I think it's out of Milwaukee.
I heard it won first prize.
Well, it's a blue ribbon.
Mm-hmm. They can't call it blue ribbon if it didn't win.
No. No.
It's illegal.
It's a good summer beer.
Stay
I'm going to hold on to summer.
Me
it's
too.
In the 50s now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to hold on to summer with my lagers as long as I can.
Going to soak up the sun.
All right.
Going to tell everyone to lighten up.
We're going
to
move on to a new segment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Yeah. Better know your councilman.
Oh, yeah. Buddy.
I don't know if that's the word for it or the phrase for it.
I think so.
If you can think, I'll spitball it. What else do you want to call it? We got council people. Council. Better know a councilman.
Yep.
There's something punny here. I don't know what it
is. Your representative. You can always count on me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. We could just sing Stand By Me. No.
We could just watch the movie Stand By Me.
Perfect.
I want to see a dead body.
who's in the spotlight this week?
Oh, this week we're going to Ward 1.
Oh, good and, place to start.
Ward 1 is the... It involves the south side.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit of the Heights. Not a lot of it, but...
Strangely,
it does... reach out into the Heights, and our two representatives out there are out there. No,
they're outside. I mean, Ward 1 is outside here.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, makes sense. We're within this district, so we got Brent Cromley and we got Mike Yakovich are the two representatives for this district, and we're getting to know Brent this week.
That's exciting.
Brent is a attorney.
Mm-hmm.
He is admitted to practice in Montana courts, federal district courts, the U.S. Circuit Court of Courts for the Federal and Ninth Circuits. Jesus, wow. Spit that shit out. The U.S. Court Claims and the U.S. Supreme Court. His principal areas of practice are mediation, litigation, and special projects.
Okay.
So Brent was born in Great Falls, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which is
narrow it down.
North and... west of us.
Over there.
On the Missouri. Graduated from Dartmouth College with a degree in mathematics.
You don't say.
Yeah, I do say.
That's cool.
He served a couple years in the Peace Corps in India. Returned to Montana to obtain his JD degree from the University of Montana.
All right.
He served in the Montana House of Representatives and the Montana Senate and is currently on the City Council.
Senator, state senator.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that about him.
City Council in the City of Billings.
That's cool.
He is a member of the Board of Directors of Riverstone Health, the Yellowstone County Solid Waste Disposal Board, the Yellowstone Adult Resource Alliance, and the Billings Downtown Business Association. Brent is also active in the Kiwanis and is the past president of the State Bar of Montana and the Yellowstone Area Bar Association. So that's about him.
The Yabba, as they call it.
His wife, Dorothea, is a professor of music piano at MSUB.
I didn't know that either.
He's got a few children that are successful.
Yes.
And that's not even the greatest thing about him, I think, is he is the only Montana attorney who is also a member of the International Brotherhood of Magicians. This is no joke.
Have you seen him do magic tricks?
I have not seen him do magic tricks.
It is... awesome.
Is it?
That's the reason. Oh, I'm going to commit to it. He's my favorite council member.
Yep. Oh.
We just started off with just a very exciting man.
Obviously.
He's not a young man.
He's not. So he graduated, let's see, that would have been in 68.
Yeah.
So he's 340 years old.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Okay.
But he is... very, very sharp.
Oh, yeah.
and he listens to every word, and he retains every word, mm-hmm. and he's honestly a pleasure to talk to.
I'm sure he is. I think I've talked to him a couple times, actually. The one critique on Cromley, if you've ever watched any sort of city councilor or been to a city council meeting,
yeah.
is he's scared of that microphone.
He doesn't eat the mic.
He does not eat the mic, and you've got to be leaning in to hear yep. what he's about to say.
Yep.
What else about him? So he's a runner as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
a thing. But yeah, he's a freaking magician. And who knew there was a brotherhood of magicians?
That's
by that like learned. A union? Do you get a pension? Is there a 401k?
I hope so, yeah. Or at least representation.
I guess.
That's cool.
So that's Brent Cromley, Ward 1.
He's damn funny.
Billings, Montana.
Going to any little event that he's a part of, they usually make a big deal and get him to stand up and talk. And he is very well spoken and good with a crowd. And loves to do a magic trick or two. And
does he know this one, the finger trick?
Oh my god, you're freaking me out right now.
Like my thumb is like a like a croissant.
Yeah,
like,
put it back together.
Finger
still looks terrible. But a hell of a nice guy,
mm-hmm.
and he's good to be part of city leadership, in my opinion.
Nice,
and many others.
I like it. So that's Brent Cromley.
Yeah.
Moving on, keeping in city council, I think we should go to a city administrator.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a second go-round for the council to find a permanent replacement
yeah.
for the Tina Volek, who retired way long ago.
Inevitable.
So what hung up the last one was Doyton from Great Falls was salary, obviously.
Yep.
And this go-around, it's all kind of, well, it's not closed door, but this process of the process, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They're whittling down the 11 candidates down to, I don't want to say manageable. It's the top candidates.
Sure.
And then they'll set up public meetings and things where you can go ask them questions, all that sort of thing. But I thought it would be interesting to read what the city of Billings is asking of this person we're trying to hire.
Okay.
Let's start out with a basic overview of the city of Billings. Well, how does the city of Billings describe itself on the
Springstead Waters Executive Recruitment website?
Which is the recruitment company that the city has hired to find the city administrator.
For probably, educated guess, about 1 year's salary of the city administrator.
That seems crazy.
No.
It seems that it doesn't seem crazy when you think about the due diligence of what it takes and what it requires to find someone like this.
We need a good one.
Yeah.
But this is also
for sure.
The second time, probably, that they've hired this
yeah.
firm.
You know, fool me once. Shame on.
Can't be fooled again.
Just can't be fooled again.
Okay. City of Billings is seeking a strategic, experienced, and ethical leader to serve as its next city administrator. Did you know that?
I do know.
A dynamic and beautiful community.
And beautiful community.
Hey, you know what? A little artistic license here.
Big words, I'm scared.
A static and mediocre community.
A beige community, if you will.
Yep.
We love sprawling. Our sands.
Of over 112,000 residents nestled between the Yellowstone River and a 9-mile-long cliff face known as the Rim Rocks.
My goodness.
Billings is the largest city in Montana.
It
is. And the Northern Rocky Mountain region. Which is, well...
Northern Rocky Mountain region.
Clearly defined.
Have they ever been to Canada?
Nope.
Do they know what they're talking about?
Thanks, buddy.
Anyway.
The city has a long-standing reputation for being well-managed, and the community has consistently supported a professionally operated and innovative local government. Because of its status as a regional center for commerce, transportation, energy, healthcare, and education, The community's infrastructure is considerably larger, and its commercial cultural resources are significantly greater than many communities with a similar population.
My God.
The Billings metropolitan area has a population of more than 170,000, that's interesting to hear, people, with a regional trade area approaching 500,000 residents from other states.
Regional trade area.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
My folks come up from Sheridan to shop.
Yeah. Really?
Cody, Sheridan, Miles City. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, but they stop at the port of entry and declare everything they bought so they
do
can
they?
Pay their...
All their fruits and vegetables
yep.
and
yep.
all the Cuban cigars they got here?
Pay their sales tax.
Good.
Clearly.
Good.
Thank you,
Randy.
So this is mostly just descriptions. Actually, this is a really good description of the Billings City government. Billings is a full-service city providing most of the services typically provided by a municipality, including an airport. The city is governed by a mayor.
We got the flying contraption.
It's international in name only.
International.
But it's a proper noun. Does not describe the airport in any way.
My pinky is up.
A mayor elected at large for a 4-year term and 10 city council members elected from 5 wards of 4-year staggered terms.
Mm.
Charter limits the terms of the mayor and council members to 2 consecutive 4-year terms.
My God.
City administrator is appointed and serves by and serves the will of the mayor and city council and is responsible for overseeing all city operations and carrying out the policies established by the city council. By charter, the city administrator has operational oversight responsibility for the entire city organization, may appoint, suspend, and remove all employees of the local government.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's pretty huge. And is responsible for supervising all city staff and consultants directly or through department heads.
Wow.
That's a good
so
rundown.
So you can hire or fire anybody mm-hmm. of the 900-plus employees of the city of Billings.
That's pretty cool. Passionate about the future of Billings, blah, blah, blah. City administrator serves as a primary spokesperson on behalf of the city and communications with media and public, supported by department directors and mayors necessary. Three employee labor unions, firefighters, police, and Teamsters. I'm looking for a strong leader that possesses strong blah, blah, blah. The ideal candidate will be committed to cost-effective government and demonstrated the capacity to delegate effectively.
Bobby?
Bobby? Oh. Damn it.
Bob.
Candidates with strong experience in budgeting and municipal finance.
Bob.
Grown management and economic development will have an advantage. I don't know. A master's degree in public administration plus a minimum of 12 years of progressively responsible management experience in local government is preferred.
12?
Yeah.
12 years.
So basically they want people who have retired from this exact job. I mean, I guess 12 years of progressively responsible management experience in local government is kind of a wide net.
Yeah.
Wider than I initially thought, but mm-hmm. I guess, you know, you worked in a city finance department for a while, or you blah, blah, blah.
It kind of feels like they're trying to poach other city administrators from other towns.
Probably, yeah. It doesn't say shit about what they're offering to pay, though. There are no physical requirements.
None?
It should say must be able to lift at least 60 pounds.
At least. I mean, if you can't bench Brent Cromley over your head, get out.
Who's gonna move the benches in council chambers for vacuuming after the meetings? Come on.
The pews.
Some little noodle arm choir boy.
Solid red oak pews.
Beautiful, aren't they?
They are.
Historic.
Speaking of those, we had a good meeting with I don't know.
It seemed like it at the time.
It seemed like it was good. I was waiting on some dimensions from her, you know, mm-hmm. haven't got back to her. We're talking about the seat cushions.
Yeah.
We're still moving forward with that.
See what we can do.
We'll see what we can do. So I'm just going to make some assumptions of basic pew dimensions. And I think we're going to do the first 2 rows.
I like it. I think that's good.
I don't know. We'll figure out what's the most economical for a local upholstery shop to do.
Yeah, I guess. That's kind of what the idea is anyway.
Yeah.
I think we should make them about 8 inches thick so the people in the first two rows are just like way higher than everybody else.
So when Dave Mumford goes to sit down, he's just...
Can't reach the ground.
Can't reach the ground.
Ah! Losing my balance!
His feet are just swinging. So that's kind of sort of moving forward.
Yeah, we
slowly
met with,
but surely.
We met with Sari Couture.
Yeah.
It was the general facilities person for Billings.
The one and only.
The manager, yeah.
She's got a lot on her plate.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. She's a nice lady. That was a good meeting, I think.
I think so.
We can just go
in
there.
So we're moving forward with that.
We'll go in with tape measures next council meeting. Don't mind us.
We'll set up some, like, couch and tape. Just set up a beacon, some hard hats, and some orange reflective gear. Yep. Like, stand back, sir.
Scratching tape measures down all the pews during the meeting.
Set up a laser level, shoot some grade in there.
Calling out measurements. 18 feet long, Starkey!
What? 17 what?
Thank you, Mayor, Council. 18 feet!
This sounds wonderful. I think we should do this.
Definitely hard hats. Oh, shit.
Oh, man, what else?
Last week, they just had a closed-door meeting to talk about this administrator, too, right? Wasn't any like
that was normal. One of the agenda items this week. Well, it wasn't an agenda item. It's weird when they announce that they're going to do something behind closed doors. It's like, we're going to do this behind closed doors. So, you know,
stay away, please.
We're going to tell you we're going to do this, but you can't do anything about it.
It's going to be awesome. You guys are going to be so sad. You missed it. You're going to be like keg and stuff. Wow.
Oh, man. So that's moving along. What else is going on in the city? What'd you do this week? Or are doing this week, since it's Wednesday?
No, just same old stuff. Mm. Doesn't matter.
Fair enough. No more Live After Fives.
No, that's over.
Live After Fives are over. School's back in session.
I feel liberated.
Mm.
Yeah. School has begun. I've got a college student in my house right now.
Why would you have that?
Because Natasha went to college.
Oh.
She's taking classes.
Oh, that's right.
We went up to the school and I gave her a little tour of MSUB.
Yep.
And it was, you know, like move-in week. It was before the first day of classes and we're walking around. And I'm like, this is the LA building and this is where you just there. Blah, blah. And there's all
this
these like.
This is the corner where you go to cry.
Yep. This is the knee-hugging corner. There's all these like toddlers walking around up there. That's just
it's weird.
And then, but there's also parents who are dropping their kids off at college and me and Natasha walking around and they're like, hey, how's it going? Like, you dropping your kids off too?
No. Yes, I am.
No, she's a college girl. It was kind of weird.
It is.
Feeling pretty old these days.
Yeah. We were in downtown Missoula 2 weeks ago.
Oh, God.
Closed down the rows.
Yeah.
Jesus, that was weird.
Yeah.
Good for you,
fun.
Though.
Hell yeah.
But it's, I don't know, this is a time in your life where you get to that point, and you're like, this was fun at some point. This,
yeah.
It's all right. Maybe just have better, you know, boundary recognition
at
this
call.
Point. Maybe.
It's fun to just go back and see what it was like.
Oh, yeah. And it's fun to a certain extent, yeah. But. You know, it gets around 1:32. You're like, I want to go to bed.
Yep. No shit.
I just want to fart under some cover somewhere.
Yep. See what's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, this week or this coming Monday.
Oh, so they've released the agenda.
Yeah.
Already.
This is the agenda for September 24th, 2018.
My goodness.
Isn't that awesome?
It is.
And it's all it is Wednesday.
It is.
Nothing really stands out. Lots of bids, you know, accept the bid or don't accept. And city recommends don't accept any
city
bids.
City staff approves.
Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all just standard-ish stuff. But there's another, it's not a casino, but it's a beer and wine license without gaming less than the required 600 feet from a public park and public school.
Where is this?
On a 36.82-acre parcel of land located at 316 South 24th Street, which as far as I can figure out, is like where Chico's and Starbucks is. Mm. But 36.82, that's just got to be the mall, right? 36.82 acres, it's just got to be Round Rock Mall.
And it's so not way south on South 24th where the trampoline park is, right?
No, it's 316 South 20. I think the mall was 300 South 24th.
So what else is there? Dillard's is there?
Yeah. So maybe it's just a
Natural Grocers. Are they opening a bar, Natural Grocers?
Mm-hmm. Steve Zier.
Steve Zier? Is it it's not Winco, is it?
I don't know.
Not the new supermarket that's going there?
Yeah.
I don't know if they need a beer and wine license, but maybe it's a...
Might be.
Awesome supermarket.
Is that... You think that's it? I don't know.
What does it say?
Well, when I just Googled 316, it just came up, it like pointed right at Chico's.
Actually,
it
probably just said, don't you mean 311, and starts...
Yeah, Amber was the color of her energy. no, it's... I don't know, but... It shit if I know.
So non-gaming beer and wine license.
And it's just close to Sacagawea Park and whatever that school is right there. The other side of Old Hastings.
Ooh, Jesus, Old Hastings.
Yeah, remember that?
Goodness.
That was a good time, lots of tapes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like almost as good as a Sam Goody.
Close.
Yeah, well, nothing could be as good as a Sam Goody.
No, or Columbia House.
Yeah. But it's interesting. Another booze variance.
More booze.
Yep. Whatever. And then there's public hearing and first reading ordinance for zone change. Neighborhood commercial to community commercial on a 0.91 acre parcel of land described as tract 1C of Certificate of Survey 566, which I don't know what that is. Can't Google that shit. No cash water owner. Jeff Esman, agent. No cash water.
No cash water.
So is it maybe one of those...
No catch water? No cash water.
No cash. C-A-S-H. Is it one of those things where you like fill up your tank in the back of your pickup for your sister?
Oh, it might be.
Oh. And where the hell is tract 1C of Certificate of Survey 566? That's an awesome address. I wish that was my address. Huh.
But Jeff Esman, we know that name. He ran for mayor.
Yep.
He is also a representative, maybe still to this point.
I think so.
Until the next legislature convenes.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And they're going to vote on the evidence facility expansion.
Ooh.
And they are going...
Final approval of that?
Yep.
911 center opened?
Did you see that? Pretty cool.
Yeah. It's got a sleep area and a workout area with mirrors.
Oh.
Yeah. Good night.
City administrator finalist selection. Staff recommends confirmation and announcement of candidate names.
Wow. So that'll be closed door session is going to yield some names that are going to come out next week.
Monday night, yeah.
My God.
And then public comment.
Ooh.
AKA the Kevin Nelson period.
Kevin Nelson. Well, you know, Connie might be there.
Mm-hmm.
She might be there.
She may.
One of our listeners might be there with a... vexing problem that they might have.
Mm-hmm. Weeds.
Although we're coming into fall season, so it's probably pumpkins.
They're not
pissed off about pumpkins or squashes. Run amok in their yard or on their boulevard.
This orange autumnal light playing off of my windshield is annoying.
All this chip seal is just in my pumpkins.
Yeah.
That's all I taste is chip seal.
That's always
what else? So 911 center. The last council meeting I watched, Ewalt was pissed off about the Poet Streets.
Yeah,
he did not like the orientation of some of the streets there. He was the only dissenting vote on the approval of the SID stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was sticking to his guns on that one. I went to a meeting about Colson Park. Last week, it was kind of not funny, but there was no like amplification of anybody's voice.
Oh, and good. Those are super fun.
Yeah. So if you're at the boat launch and you're trying to hear someone talk and it's just highway noise, you can kind of hear Bill Cole projects. He projects pretty well, and until he turns his mouth away from everybody, and then he can't hear shit.
Yeah. Should have had Rich McFadden there repeating everything for people.
This sounds like the Lamb of God lead singer. Just... Just burying your face with words.
It's just one step short of the sign language lady. Yep. It's just a guy screaming it.
So Big Sky EDA and Parks, they're trying to move forward with the whole Coulson Park like master plan.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So you got ExxonMobil has oil spill money, along with, you know, trying to create some sort of master plan with the city on what Coulson Park should look like, and kind of the one big thorn, I wouldn't say thorn, but it's Talon Energy with the Corette site right there.
Problematic.
It's a little problematic. No one knows exactly what's going to happen with that, if they're going to sell it to, who knows, BNSF. There's a rumor I've heard they're going to sell it to a railroad company and turn it into a switchyard.
That would be a tragedy.
Yeah, it's just a cool little forgotten area, I think, of Billings. And any way you could be a part of that, I think, would be advantageous.
It is. It's one of the more, like, beautiful spots around here.
Oh, yeah. You got Sacrifice Cliff right in the background there. It's actually, you know, it's not the greatest fishing, but I've got quite a few channel cat right in that little section right there.
There you go.
It's a good little float section if you want to take off from, you know, Blue Creek or, you know, further west. That's a good takeout point.
Good takeout. I'm telling you, man.
And the trail right there.
Yeah.
Because the trail just connects with, you can go on top of the rims if you wanted to, or you can go out Blue or Alkali Creek, or you can go out to the heights. It's just, it's a wonderful place.
If you haven't been there for a while, you should go. Mm-hmm. It's very beautiful.
It is indeed.
It's, I don't know. I think that whole run of river from South Billings Boulevard on down through there doesn't get used as much as it should.
No, and I think it's going to get even more with the connection with the sugar beet factory where their intake is.
Yeah.
Connecting those two trails to create the marathon loop, which you can just go from riverfront, you know. I think that'll be awesome. That'll
be so nice. Yeah. I've ridden with my friends. We've started at Josephine Crossing a couple of times.
Ooh.
And friend has a friend who has a house there, and we can park in front of his house and throw the bikes out. Oh yeah. Throw the bikes out and we'll ride up to, I don't know, what is that? Bench Boulevard. It goes along kind of the edge of the river cliff in the heights.
Yep.
We can ride the bike path all the way out there to Mary Street.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to bushwhack through riverfront and kind of the KOA area a little bit.
A little bit.
But it's fantastic, man. It's really, really nice riding.
It is.
And you can't be going there, you know, in the spring at all.
Well, or
you'll drown.
Just take your floaties and you'll be fine, right?
That's fair, yeah. But this time of year, it's just fantastic. You got to see it.
Awesome. Oh, man, what else is happening in the city? It's been pretty quiet, I think, recently.
Mm-hmm. Kind of has.
It has been.
A little too quiet.
A little too quiet indeed. Music-wise, got some good shows coming up. I'm going to see Gregory Allen Isakoff next week. That'll be good.
Are you?
Yeah.
Been considering it.
It's good. Okay, Joshua James is going to open for him, so it'll be even better.
Who?
Joshua. I think his name's Joshua James.
Not familiar at all.
You know who is familiar with Joshua James is AJ.
You think he has any of his records?
I think he might have a couple. If he's not, he might be out right now buying at least one, possibly two Joshua James records, if I'm pronouncing his name right.
I think it is AJ.
Regardless, he's out buying records right now at 8:12 in the p.m. September. AJ Records.
In conclusion,
an executive summary, if you will.
AJ Records. Oh, God. I've got a great idea.
For what?
just a little teaser. A holiday themed one coming up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been doing a little research. It's going to be fun. Might get a little spooky. Might get a little spooky, Stucky. Hey.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Ooh.
Yeah, boo.
I don't know.
Oh, let's see if the listener can guess. You idiots.
I'm coming to haunt you. Oh, Jesus. Get out the broom. The ghost is back.
All right. That's enough.
Keep going.
Oh, hey.
What?
We have an email address.
Holy shit. I didn't mention that.
Want to say anything about that?
I haven't even mentioned that to you yet.
Yeah. Weird, right?
Yeah. No, we've got a Patreon account, actually,
That's
now.
True. Shit.
So if you go to patreon.com/thefridaypacket, you can become a supporting member of whatever you're hearing right now.
If you want.
So what I've got is so they've got tiers, so you can donate whatever, but I've got only one tier on our website, which is the RoboCop level. Because there's a wonderful line in RoboCop where a guy says, "I buy that for $1." Yeah.
So that's the RoboCop
that's
level?
That's the RoboCop level.
Oh, shit. All right.
So if you give, I don't get it. It costs money to host this, but I could care less. This is fun. I enjoy it. But if you want to give, if you'd buy that for $1, please, by all means, go to patreon.com/thefridaypacket with Stocky and Stout.
And if you think we should go fuck ourselves, you can let us know.
Yeah.
At thefridaypacket@gmail.com.
You can do that as well. Awesome.
Well, there you go. Once more to Lockheed Martin for our ice cream sandwiches. And
yeah, Huckleberry flavor.
Talk to you next time.
Meet you at the trailhead.